Another day, another plume of contaminated groundwater in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Residents next to Ford's Livonia transmission plant got bad news in 2016. Contaminated groundwater had moved off the plant's grounds and was now under their homes. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, residents say Ford is ducking its responsibility to clean up the mess.
It's hard to tell Alden Village is so close to heavy industry. It's a nice neighborhood with mature trees that block the view of the massive Ford plant next door. Residents Bruce Tenniswood and Monica O'Connor drive me around to see where the boundaries of the plume are. They point out what look like miniature manhole covers in some of the yards.
So there's wells spaced out, like there's another one right there.
The wells are testing mainly for vinyl chloride and trichloroethylene, which are known carcinogens. O'Connor went to Ford's initial informational meeting 2 years ago. She says Ford people said, don't worry, it's not in your drinking water, because that comes from Detroit. But vinyl chloride and trichloroethylene are extremely volatile. They release as a gas in air pockets in the soil. If the contaminated groundwater is very shallow, as it is in Alden Village, vapor can get into homes and be breathed in.
They lied to us at the meeting. They had people telling us that the contamination was just now reaching us, that it's not any harm to our health.
Bruce Tenniswood is a retired deputy fire chief. He says it turns out that Ford knew as early as 1994 that the groundwater under its plant was heavily contaminated with up to 12 million gallons of toxic waste, more than was spilled by the Exxon Valdez.
None of the government agencies did anything with this until we said we were going to file a lawsuit. They all had their opportunity, and they sat on it for 25 years.
The residents decided to sue in federal court for a cleanup. But Ford cut a deal with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality just days before the lawsuit could be filed. That deal means residents can't sue to get a cleanup to their liking because the MDEQ has taken over. Their attorney, Sean Collins, says Ford also got the MDEQ to dramatically increase its screening levels. That means Ford can claim non-detect when there's actually vinyl chloride present. And Ford wants to keep thousands of documents under court seal so the public will never see them.
Ford claims to be a company of environmental transparency and virtue. And at least where this situation is concerned, that's absolute baloney.
Paul Owens is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Yeah, we got the feeling that there is a lack of trust.
But Owens denies the MDEQ took over to help Ford limit the cleanup costs. He says the agency won't let the company off the hook until residents are satisfied with the cleanup. So far, Ford is pumping and treating the groundwater at the border of its property, but it appears to be having little to no effect on the levels of chemicals in the water under Alden Village homes. Ford Motor Company declined to be interviewed for this story. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And I'm Rebecca Williams. Here at Michigan Radio, we're excited to announce we're expanding our environmental reporting. We've realized one four-minute segment just isn't enough to do all of the in-depth reporting that you and this state deserve. So we're adding Lester Graham to our environmental reporting team. Lester's been covering these issues for more than two decades. You're not going to hear the Environment Report in this same format as two segments a week. Instead, you'll hear breaking environmental news in newscasts, longer stories in Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and on Stateside. We're re-upping our commitment to environmental reporting. We believe it's more important than ever before. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.